Hello and welcome to Viewpoints, Dominion DMS's video podcast series where we highlight our vendor partners. I'm Sharon Kitzman, president of Dominion DMS, and with us today we have Tom Robertson. He is the vice president of marketing at Snap 21, and they're based in the Chicago area. Tom, welcome to Viewpoints.
Well, thank you very much, Sharon. It's great to be joining you today. We're very excited to collaborate with Dominion DMS, and especially in this evolving automotive market. It's really exciting and refreshing and a little bit scary right now.
Yes, it is. It is. That's well said. So I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit more about Snap 21, but from my knowledge, you provide products that deliver social media marketing, strategy lead gen, SEO, brand marketing, all sorts of things for dealers. And your slogan is supercharging customers' social advocacy. So I know that the company represents these concepts in multiple different industries, but as it relates to automotive, maybe you could tell the dealers listening to us today more about what Snap 21 does.
Absolutely. Thank you. Snap 21 was really founded and developed around the automotive industry, and we have since expanded. But we were launched and began development efforts in the automotive market in 2013. And at that time, we saw the rapid expansion and adoption of the internet and social media, and really wanted to capitalize on this opportunity and address the marketing service KPIs that you're referring to here. Snap 21's platform, app, widgets, and processes are all designed and developed to really streamline and empower our automotive dealership customers for them to be able to motivate and capture and promote their third-party customer content, created content. It's this emotional customer experience content that really influences decision-making in acquiring new vehicles. Social media has become the new word of mouth, and social proof, which is reviews and reputation content, has become the standard for new car buyer research. And this impacts their consideration, their decision-making when they're choosing a vehicle or a dealership. So all of this third-party content, the earned media, is providing our dealerships with tremendous value at very little cost compared to their paid and advertising media cost. Also, the search engines place a high value on this third-party content, which then elevates their SEO rankings for the dealerships using Snap 21. So today we're serving automotive customers in the US, in South Africa, and also in Australia.
Wow. All the English-speaking areas, right?
All the English-speaking areas, absolutely, yes.
Excellent. So it's leap year day here on February 29th. But it's also hard to kind of believe that we're almost through the second month of 2024. And we just had the NADA convention earlier this month. It feels like yesterday. My feet still hurt. but I'm trusting that your start to 2024 is off to a great start. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about how your business is doing.
Sure. Although business continues to be steady for Snap 21, we are seeing that most dealers are coming off very profitable years. Mm-hmm. However, market conditions and the industry dynamics are definitely in a period of flux and change right now.
Yeah, for sure. We saw some of that while talking to dealers at NADA as well, and some of the manufacturers are making some announcements along those lines. I did some digging on your website, and it looks like you kind of have three main products, one called Snap and Share, another one called Reputation Boost, and a third. So Tell us a little bit about these products and maybe some specific values that you have brought to your dealer clients that are using these products.
Okay, well, Sharon, you've identified three key features that we're offering here at Snap 21. The Snap and Share app really underpins what we're calling our sales customer experience process by capturing a customer's photo at the point of vehicle delivery. Using the Snap and Share mobile app, the photo gets taken by a salesperson or delivery specialist, and the photo is then branded to the dealership. It gets tagged with the vehicle year, make, model, and trim level. And all of this is done within that app. And the process takes about 21 seconds for the delivery specialist or salesperson to do this. So hence the name Snap 21. The photo and a link are then sent to a customer via text or email. And when they click on that link, it delivers their photo to them. That customer experience feedback form is also provided, which gives them an opportunity to quickly provide feedback about their experience at the dealership. And of course, they have that photo of that experience, which triggers those emotions of receiving it, getting that new car, which has been done for many, many years, but we just automated the process and built it into this app. So
when I saw the pictures on your website, it kind of reminded me of those old ads that Toyota used to do where they'd have the consumer like jumping up and down. Car.
Yeah. And yeah, we love that. We have several dealers that do all kinds of pomp and circumstance to be able to really enhance that. Roll out red carpets, of course, the ribbons that you see.
The bows, yeah.
So all of those things are very much part of the process. So we really try to engage the customer at the dealership, letting them know they're getting this email or getting this text and or email, and that they can please respond to this. And that's where that social sharing really comes in, because we also, within that link, there is what we call one-touch social sharing, and they can quickly share that photo with their friends and family in their social circles.
It's amazing. You're streamlining all of that stuff that a dealer would need to do manually with hashtags and banners and you know, populating all the different social sites. You're streamlining it all for them to make it not only easy for the dealership, 21 seconds to your point, but the consumer, who's absolutely gonna wanna promote that because they just made a major purchase.
Absolutely. And we're finding about 33% of the people that receive these photos are sharing them on their social media. So sphere of influence is dramatically expanded. Sense of community is expanded for the dealership. So all of these side benefits are realized as a result of that emotional photo. The second item that you had talked about is what we call our reputation boost. And this is a downstream product that once the content for these reviews and reputation is being generated, we actually monitor the dealership's online presence across all review sites on the internet. And when the system is activated, we'll identify relevant sites where the dealership might have lower overall ratings for their reviews. Mm-hmm. And Snap 21 will then divert those requests and prompts for customers to leave the reviews on these identified platforms using a relevant hyperlink to those third-party relevant review platforms. So this process will boost dealership's reputation on those sites by increasing the volume of positive reviews and actively encouraging customers to share their satisfaction on those targeted platforms. Many times we call them flamers. They'll go to these remote third-party sites to be able to express their displeasure with a dealership. So we find, and that's very few, but if there are very few reviews on those third-party sites, It just takes a few positive reviews to quickly shift direction as far as star ratings and overall satisfaction.
That's fantastic. And like you said, it's become the number one research component of a new buyer in this generation.
Yeah, the internet buyers. Although I have been reading that well over 80% of people still prefer to have that in-person relationship at the dealership. And even the new internet savvy kids, they still, when it comes down to it, they still like that personal in-person final transaction.
Yeah.
So that's very positive.
Well, it's a lot of money to exchange hands. So maybe that's the kind of key component of moving from online.
Yeah, not only
to
an emotional
store.
Purchase, but an expensive purchase. So
that's
yeah.
Right.
Finally, the third item that you mentioned was what we call active listening. And this is relevant for our service customer experience offering, which automates the proactive collection of service customer feedback at the close of every service RO. Many dealers are afraid of posting and promoting their service reviews because that's where, again, what we call the flamers will typically take the time to go out and post dissatisfaction. However, if the dealers proactively collect and request reviews and feedback from their service clients, they're going to get not quite as high as they will on the sales side, but they're still going to get 10, 15% of people to respond. And when you're looking at a much higher number of ROs being completed on a daily basis, that really does add up over a period of time. So this provides dealers with much more feedback. And what Snap 21 has is a widget that we can display those satisfaction reviews in the service area, the service website, service component of their website. And again, influencing service bay customers, potential service bay customers to come in and use the dealership, because we realize that's an area where dealerships are really looking to try to capture additional business as electric vehicles and other things come into play here. Service bays still generate a good amount of profit for the dealership. So with all of this, our dashboard will monitor and track the data and results coming back in. We also will notify any appropriate personnel, when feedback responses are negative. We call this resolution tracking, and this provides dealerships help in monitoring their replies and also tracking the resolution status and outcome of any problem areas. But overall, this helps improve the dealership's overall service customer experience, and they can focus on potential problem areas that they might be experiencing on a reoccurring basis.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great suite of solutions that provide, you know, real-time process improvement in the dealership and efficiency gains, while also making sure that their public persona in the form of social media is represented as well as it possibly can be.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So, Tom, as a DMS provider, Dominion, you know, provides solutions that help dealers run their core business, as well as communicate with their manufacturer. But more and more, our business is also in ensuring that we have secure integration for our dealers to all the wonderful products, just like you just described, that Snap 21 and other vendors in our industry provide. Maybe tell us a little bit about how that integration will work and the types of data that will pass back and forth between our two products.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited with the cloud-based DMS system that Dominion offers. For Snap 21, especially on the Sales CX product that we discussed, Taking and sending a personalized customer photo through the app will yield the greatest engagement, response, and social sharing results. However, when a photo is not taken and sent within 48 hours of a completed closed delivery, having Dominion DMS API in place enables Snap 21 to automatically email the customer this sales CX feedback and review request form. If we experience 40, 50, and in some instances, we have clients with 80% of their salespeople are taking photos for their closed transactions. However, the realistic number is probably between 40 and 50%. The other 40 or 50, the other 60 to 50% of customers are not getting a request form. And that's where having the automated process to follow up and automatically send out that that request form 48 hours after the delivery, it really does help capture more of this third-party content, which is extremely valuable.
So the real-time integration of the closing of the deal is helping to kick off the process on your side. And when time is of the essence, nothing better than real-time, I guess.
Yeah, and exactly. And for the service customer experience product that we discussed, that's all automated and is with every completed service RO, the DMS Dominion would trigger an email request through Snap 21 that we would be sending out. And that's a very high volume, like I mentioned.
Right.
And so having that as an automated process just makes it so much simpler.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, you let me know if there to enhance the process, because I just am a believer that the tighter that integration, the more seamless the workflow, the better it is for our common dealer.
Yeah.
And the better we both do.
Yeah. And we find that if
we talked about this. Oh,
I was just saying, if we can lift that burden for the dealership, it does streamline the whole process.
That's right. That's right. So we talked a little bit in the beginning about NADA being earlier this month, and I think you even called it an ever-evolving industry, and I'm a believer of that as well. So it keeps it exciting, but
it does.
2024 seems to be starting off a little bit differently for our dealers, a little bit of margin pressure. It felt like 2023 was all about EVs. Every manufacturer I talked to was pushing EVs, and now some of them are starting to walk that back a little bit. And I'm just wondering what the team at Snap 21 has been talking about as it relates to helping dealers navigate this change and maybe a little less margin on their a bit more focus into fixed operations.
I totally agree with your assessment there. The dealers that we're talking with, Sharon, are really seeking ways to increase ROI and are open for looking for innovative ways to differentiate themselves in this changing market and really improve the customer experience. It boils down to customer experience across the board with many of these dealers. They want to build stronger customer advocacy and loyalty, and they're also looking for ways to reduce costs. So utilizing Snap 21 to grow customer advocacy by leveraging and promoting earned media, that earned media is a very innovative and cost-effective way to achieve some goals and cut costs from the paid media side. If you look at the monthly budgets from any of these dealerships, we're talking thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for paid media and advertising costs. We don't represent even a small slice of that to be able to generate earned media for the dealership. So I think we can help present a definite value proposition for dealerships looking to change things up a little bit and bring in new customers. Just as a quick side note, in 2023, we had communications with several prospective dealerships regarding using Snap 21 as a tool to promote and leverage the experiences of the early adopters for EVs. When they gave their ownership experience, when they gave their sales experiences through Snap 21, we could leverage that and promote that copy, that content, to be able to bring in potential sideline buyers of these EVs. Since that time, things have really started to change, and they're basically pulling the EVs off the market. But it's still a concept that we're holding on to as market and product changes are being entered into the marketplace here.
Yeah. I'm sure the EVs will be back, and that'll be a useful tool. I just think maybe at a slightly different pace than was initiated in 2020.
Agreed.
So I saw that dealers can request a demonstration directly from your website, and that website is www.snap21.com, and then choose the automotive extension. They can also find that website by going to the Dominion DMS site and our partners page and searching for Snap or 21, or just scrolling until you get to it alphabetically. But what could dealers expect from a demonstration of Snap 21, and maybe the time commitment that they should be prepared to spend with somebody from your sales team?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Generally, a Snap 21 demo will run 20 to 30 minutes plus any time for questions and interactions that the dealers may specifically want to ask. We'll provide a overview demonstration or presentation that walks through the process of Snap 21. We'll show them the back-end dashboard where all the metrics and data is compiled and stored and utilized to improve the dealership. We can even provide and have provided live demos using the Snap and Share app to send the dealers a sample so they can really see and sample what their customers were experience when they implement Snap 21. So all of these, the demos can be conveniently booked directly online, as you had mentioned, by going to snap21.com, or dealers can call us at 717-620-5015, and we can get them immediately scheduled for a demo at a time that's convenient for them.
Excellent. Well, that's encouraging. I think not taking a lot of their time and providing them not only the version that they'll see in the dealership, but also what their consumer would see seems sure. Important. So, Tom, thank you so much for your time today and explaining to our dealers a little bit more about Snap 21. As I mentioned before, it sounds like just an amazing set of solutions, and it's good to know that you and your team are constantly thinking about how to improve the experience for the consumer on behalf of the dealer. As we close out our session here today, I always ask the same question of all of my guests. Since we're focused on the automotive industry at large, do you have a car story, Tom?
Do I have a car story? Well, I've always been a car fanatic, and I bought my first car at 18, and it was a 1964 Fastback Corvette.
Wow.
I purchased the car from my sister's boyfriend, who was buying vintage Corvettes on the cheap in California. Then he was driving them back into the Midwest and Chicago area and reselling them for a profit. Huh. So I liked the idea so much that a good buddy and I decided to fly out to California, where we bought and drove back a couple very cool vintage Vets. And those were great adventures that provided us with some unforgettable memories.
I bet. Oh, my goodness. How long did it take you to drive from California to Chicago in a couple of Vets?
Probably much quicker than most people would take. But that the adventure of driving cross country in a vet was really phenomenal. Really phenomenal.
I bet. Well, that's a great one. And at 18, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, unfortunately, almost 50 years ago.
Well, birthdays happen to all of us, Tom. But I really appreciate you joining us today. I really appreciate all the information that you shared about your business and your products and the great solutions that you offer to dealers. So best of luck to you, Tom. And I also appreciate the partnership with Dominion DMS.
Thank you. This has been terrific, Sharon. And thank you and the Dominion DMS team for the opportunity to partner.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.